This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Israel is retaliating hard following the Hamas attacks. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has more.
Israel's defense minister has ordered a complete siege on the Gaza Strip following an unprecedented incursion into Israel by Hamas fighters. AP correspondent Joseph Federman in Jerusalem outlines the government's robust response.
Israel's defense minister, Yoav Gallant, made an announcement that he is tightening the closure on Gaza. He called Hamas a bunch of human animals, and he says he will not allow fuel or food to go into the territory.
As crowds protest against Israel's moves in some cities around the world, including neighboring Jordan, Federman suggests Gaza could be on the edge of a humanitarian crisis.
No place feels safe because there are so many explosions, so many airstrikes going underway. So thousands of people, as of last night, 75,000 people had fled their homes in border areas near the Israeli border, taking shelter in UN schools. So we are looking at a looming crisis.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
American economic historian Claudia Golden won the 2023 Nobel Economics Prize for her work examining wage inequality between men and women. That's what the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said on Monday. The prestigious award is the last of this year's crop of Nobel Prizes and is worth nearly $1 million. Nobel Economics Committee member Christopher Edling discussed her work.
It combines very detailed and ambitious economic history that goes into collecting data that was previously unknown, establishing facts that we weren't aware about just some 50 years ago, and combining that to solid economic theory in terms of providing explanations for why these patterns look the way.